Blog Talk Radio.
You are about to be entertained by the eighth, the young man who has become a legend in his own time.
You want answers?
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
It's the Ron Kelly Show.
So don't get it twisted. Don't twist.
Everybody better than ever. It's the Ron Kelly Show. Completely exhausted. It's the Ron Kelly Show. And it's on blogtalkradio.com, the Ron Kelly Show.com. What's up, everybody? How y'all making out? How y'all doing? Hold on to your 401ks and your whatever else you got in the stock market, because you had 1,000 points. The stock market lost 1,000 points on Monday, and then it turned around and lost 1,000 points again today. As a matter of fact, I peeped in on mine because I do have one, and I peeped in on mine. I'm up 13%, so I don't know, maybe because I don't have enough money in it. Anyway, welcome back to the program. It's the Ron Kelly Show, back in better than ever. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, the Ron Kelly Show.com. Welcome back, everybody, on Facebook is the Ron Kelly Show, even though I do use my my personal Facebook page a lot when I'm doing my radio show thing. But it's the Ron Kelly Show on Facebook. It's R. Kelly Radio Show on Twitter. And it's Real R. Kelly 1 on Instagram for all you Instagram peoples. Okay, we got a lot to talk about today. You know, as a matter of fact, the trial is underway. Shout out to Donnie Wilson, who reminded me about a story that I did last year, I believe it was, about the drunk drivers. And we'll get to that a little bit, about Trump politicizing the death of the football player, because the drunk driver was someone who had been deported twice. So we'll talk about that a little bit later on in the program. Now, the trial of Sergeant Hugh Barry is on the way. And, you know, I'm a police supporter. Don't get it twisted. I am a police supporter. But this trial is underway right now. A police officer, a sergeant who shot Deborah Dana. Deborah Dana was 66 years old, black woman, 66 years old, shot her on the 18th of October of last year, of 2016, rather. So the trial is just getting underway. And Sergeant Barry says he was in fear of his life for the 66-year-old woman. Now, see, for regular folks like you and me, like especially me, I was taught, you know, what to do in those type of situations as a civilian. And as a civilian, there are certain protocols, certain things that have to take place before you can use deadly force on somebody. First of all, they have to have a clear and present danger of using deadly force on you. So in other words, the person should have a gun. If you have a gun, they should have a gun. I mean, if they have a gun, you should be able to use yours. It goes something like that. But in this case, and this is part of the problem, that the threat to life is under the police officer's perception. Whatever he thinks at the time, that's what it is. Now, this Sergeant Hugh Barry, who was 31 years old, New York City police officer, was called to the home of Deborah Dana. Deborah Dana is 66 years old. Now, Sergeant Barry is on trial for murder. And this is a bench trial, which means that there's no jury. It's only a judge. And you know that no judge is going to convict a police officer of doing anything. But okay, so Sergeant Hugh Barry, 31 years old, is on trial right now for the murder of Deborah Danner, who is 66 years old. Now, the developments in this case is one of the police officers who was there said that Ms. Danner did not swing the bat. Now, Sergeant Barry's whole case, or his threat assessment, was the fact that he says that the woman swung a bat. And she didn't. And another officer that was there, Officer Rosario, his name is Camilo Rosario, says he was standing next to Sergeant Hugh Barry when the when Sergeant Hugh Barry fired the fatal shot. Matter of fact, he shot the lady twice. 66-year-old schizophrenic woman, Deborah Dana. Now, Officer Camilo Rosario says that he says that the woman did not swing the bat. Now, Sergeant Barry is pinning all his defense on the fact that the woman swung the bat. Officer Camilo Rosario, who was standing next to Sergeant Hugh Barry, says that she didn't swing the bat. So this is part of the problem. Will it be enough to get a conviction? I'm not out to hang cops out to dry. I mean, we need police officers. What we do? What would we do without them? What kind of world would we live in if there were no police officers? So we do need them. But this is another case of a police officer, I believe, overreacting. And I mean, a 66-year-old woman, how hard, and this is part of the problem. Now, this is now the defense is trying to figure out how hard the woman could swing the bat. I mean, come on. So this is part of the problem now. So this trial is going on. It's a bench trial, which means there's no judge. There's no judge for this trial. And the trial is going on right now. And the question, it's in state Supreme Court, and they're questioning whether Sergeant Barry had exhausted all his other options for safely containing the lady before, or should he have waited for specially trained officers who deal with people who are mentally ill? And this is what's going on right now. So the trial is just taking place. It's in full swing right now. Police Officer Camilo Rosario did testify that he did not see the lady swing the bat. He says he was standing right next to Sergeant Barry. But will that be enough for a conviction? We don't know. But again, I'm not out here. I don't have a torch, and I'm not leading the mob against police officers. I know police officers. I've wanted to be one at one time. And I do believe that there are a lot of good cops out here. I know some personally who do an excellent job. So I'm only going to keep the show on for a half hour here before we move on to other things. But this is the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, the Ron Kelly Show, .com. Shout out to Keith Kazmark, who watches the show occasionally. And as a matter of fact, Keith Kazmark was a clerk or an aide to Pat Lepore, who was the mayor of West Patterson, it was called at the time. And now Keith Kazmark is ascended to the office of mayor of the city of town of West Patterson. So a shout out to him, and thank you for me for an interview. When I used to do political interviews back in the day, I don't really do that much and doing them that much anymore. So that's the story with the Sergeant Hugh Barry, 31 years old, was indicted on several charges last year, including murder, and is on trial in the state Supreme Court in the Bronx. That's the status of the case right now. It's a bench trial, bench trial meaning that there is no jury and the judge will decide the case. And, you know, it's a given that it'll probably be a walk because the judges have never convicted a police officer in a bench trial, no matter what the evidence may have been. So anyway, everybody, it's the Ron Kelly Show. It's on blogtalkradio.com, the Ron Kelly Show.com. Shout out to my affiliate down in Ahoskey, North Carolina, WRCS 80 AM 970. That's WRCS AM 970 in Ahoskey, North Carolina. Shout out to Dr. J.C. Walford, who is the owner and the general manager of that station, WRCS AM 970 radio. And it's WRCS 970AM.com. All right, welcome everybody. Thank you so much for joining me this evening. And we got a lot to talk about. And, you know, I want to talk about these dreamers. We're going to get to that. We're going to talk about this super pass that the we're going to talk about this super pass that was given to the revelers who celebrated after the victory by the Philadelphia Eagles last Sunday. And the pass that they've been given, we're going to talk about that as well. And it got a whole lot more going on here. It's about 12 minutes past the hour of 7 o'clock. So Nancy Pelosi is the minority leader because the Democrats are the minority in the House of Representatives. She's the leader of the minority. She's the leader of the Democrats in the House of Representatives. She stood in a and read for 8 hours, stood in 4-inch heels. This woman is 77 years old. And she stood in 4-inch heels yesterday for 8 hours. And this lady is 77 years old. Where did she get the energy to stand there for 8 hours? But she stood there for 8 hours and she read letters from dreamers. And, you know, and I'm asking the question, should black people, and again, we're not, I'm not trying to cause a racial divide here, but should black people be upset that Nancy Pelosi is standing in the House chamber for 8 hours pleading the case for dreamers? Hey, you know, why should black folks feel a little bit slighted? Because we as a voting bloc have been very important to the Democrats for years. We've been very important to the Democrats. And I'm not against the Democratic Party. I'm not really affiliated with either party. There's some things that I agree with on both sides. I don't agree with everything. I agree with both sides. Some things. I believe in smaller government like the conservatives think. And, you know, I believe that there should be some type of umbrella or some type of parachute for folks who don't have anything. You know, I believe in that too. So I'm kind of like not on the fence, but I believe in both, not the total cause, but I do believe in both causes. So she stood in the well for 8 hours last night, reading letters from dreamers, 8 hours. And, you know, this is what happened last night. Now, you know, I just think that, I mean, like, for nobody stood for Tamir Rice. Nobody stood in the well for 8 hours for Tamir Rice. Tamir Rice was a 12-year-old kid who, I'm not trying to beat police officers down, but because there are a lot of them out that I do respect. But Tamir Rice was a 12-year-old boy who on November 22nd of 2014, two police officers responded after they were told about an active shooter. Now, I'm not a police officer, but even I know that police officers are not supposed to ride up on active shooting. They're not supposed to ride right into an active shooter situation. They're supposed to come up, try to get as close as they can to the person without exposing themselves. And then they are to try to command the person to drop the weapon. But they rode right up on this young boy, rode right up on him. You can Google the video, probably on YouTube someplace. And he rode right up on the boy and executed him. But nobody stood up for him. Nobody stood up in Congress for 8 hours and pleaded for him. Nobody, you know. And I think it's a damn shame that this woman is going to stand in the well of the United States Congress and plead for people who were brought here illegally. Now, I'm not saying that they shouldn't be here. I'm not saying that no one should advocate on their behalf. But I do think that we need to get our story straight and get our priorities in order, because there's a lot of folks suffering in this country more so than the dreamers. We need to get a hold of that. All right, everybody, it's 44 minutes past the hour. We're going to stay on just for the first break. I'm going to stay on Facebook Live for the first break. After the first break, we're going to go dark, and I'll do the rest of the show on blogtalkradio.com. So we're just going to stay on for the first 20 minutes. I don't want to put too much video on Facebook, so we're going to stay on for the first 20 minutes or so, and then we're going to leave and just do the show on Blog Talk Radio. Now, congratulations to the Philadelphia Eagles who won the Super Bowl last Sunday and won me some money, by the way. Yeah, I bet. And what happened was that there was a big celebration afterward. There was a big celebration. And see, it's the funny thing that when black folks come out and do stuff, they're thugs, they're animals, they're murderers, they're, you know, they're killers, they're all kinds of stuff. But, you know, when you look at the video of that celebration the other night, you don't see anything but white folks. And, I, this isn't to push a divide between black and white. I'm not advocating for, you know, I'm not a Black Panther or anything like that. Just want to get that, make that abundantly clear. But they, on Fox News, Fox and Friends, for example, I didn't have time to edit the video, but you can check it out on YouTube. Fox and Friends, and they're saying that it got a little bit out of hand. Now, if you look at that video, there's no way that was just a little bit out of hand. If you look at that video, they were flipping over cars, pulling down light poles, jumping up on awnings, jumping off of awnings, doing all kinds of crazy things. And all you saw were white people. All you saw were white people. And I'm not saying that white people are bad or anything like that, but I'm just trying to draw there's a difference between what black people do and what white people do. There's a big difference. You know, for example, with Black Lives Matter, when they get out there, oh, they're the scum of the earth and they're dogs and they're animals and they're beasts and they're subhuman and every other thing like that. But now come Super Bowl Sunday, in the aftermath afterward, with all the white folks were going crazy and tearing up stuff and burning and flipping cars and all kinds of craziness, that's okay. They just got a little out of hand. They just got a little out of hand. You know, and I'm insulted by that. I'm insulted by that. So I guess if you're celebrating a Super Bowl victory, you can tear up everything. But if you're demonstrating for an African American who was murdered, I guess you can't. That's not allowed. And that's one of the shows, and I do watch that show. It's one show I really hate to watch is Fox and Friends, because they're so, I mean, they just sit up there and you talk about fakest news. It's the fakest news that you're ever going to find. So anyway, shout out to Lamont Gates, who sometimes tunes into the radio show, and someone who I've worked with in the past, Lamont Gates, Real Social Talk Live, I believe is the name of the show. Shout out to him. And all the folks and friends of mine who say they listen to the radio broadcast, I'm like, really? Because I never really focused on my friends. I always focused on people I didn't know to watch or listen to the show. The show's being broadcast on Blog Talk Radio. It's blogtalkradio.com/Ron Kelly Show. The archives is there, so if you want to check out the archives of the Ron Kelly Show, you can be my guest. We'll take a break. We'll come right back with more of this program. It's Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com and theronkellyshow.com.
We'll be back with more of The Ron Kelly Show after this. The views expressed in this commentary are not necessarily those of The Ron Kelly Show or R. Kelly Media, LLC.
Oh, no. I'm in charge of our 10-year class reunion and don't know where to begin.
Don't let this happen to you. For your next event, wedding, anniversary, class reunion, or just need to promote your business, Burkett Promotions has you covered.
BurkettPromotions.com.
Over 200 custom-made products, USA made, along with personalized imprints and logos.
BurkettPromotions.com.
Burkett Promotions does it all. Big or small, we can fit your budget.
BurkettPromotions.com.
Need your event to stand out with that personalized touch? Pens, pencils, t-shirts? Go to BurkettPromotions.com.
BurkettPromotions.com.
Mention The Ron Kelly Show and receive an additional 10% off an already great price.
Thanks to Burkett Promotions, my event was a success.
BurkettPromotions.com. BIRKETT Promotions.com.
BurkettPromotions.com.
A business you can trust. A member of the Better Business Bureau, New Jersey. A+ rating.
Some statistics are surprising. Some are unbelievable. And some are simply unacceptable. Right now, nearly 30% of U.S. students aren't finishing high school. Nearly 30%. And that's the average. In many places, it's even higher than that. And fixing it is a responsibility that we all share. This is President Obama, and I urge everyone, not just parents, but friends and neighbors and family members, to take responsibility for encouraging the high school students in your communities, to support them, challenge them, push them a little, and do whatever it takes to help them make it through. Because this is one statistic we simply can't afford to ignore.
You can do your part by going to boostup.org and sending an email, a text message, or even a wake-up call to a student at risk of dropping out. Go to boostup.org and provide the boost that's needed to make it to graduation. A message from the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
And we are back. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, the Ron Kelly Show, .com. As I promised, I'm going to be on Facebook Live for another 7 minutes, and I'm going to leave and go on and do the rest of the program on blogtalkradio.com. Okay, so just the other day.
This is going to be the place for binge watching, ladies.
Is it, ladies?
You have killer text, this is the,
but still don't have BIOS.
So?
BIOS is 100.
Just the other day, Donald Trump used the death of this young man who was a football player for the Indianapolis Colts and the person he was riding with. I believe he was an Uber driver. He used that to talk about immigration. You know, Donald Trump is all about kicking people out who are illegal, and, you know, he's all about it. So he's all about it. So there's a prosecutor who was really pissed off at Donald Trump, the prosecutor in Indianapolis, who was really angry about Trump politicizing and using this case, because the gentleman or the man who ran the boy over was a illegal alien who had been left the country, who had been kicked out of the country twice. So Mr. Trump is has been very adamant about, you know, border security and all these type of things. So people are, so this gentleman is really angry that Donald Trump used the death of this man, not even caring whether the man died or not, but using it to politicize. He politicized it by using it to tout to reason why we need more border security, because this man was a Guatemalan who came back to the country twice illegally. So there was a video today. I don't know if you guys saw it. There was a video today on Facebook, and I'm not 100% sure of who posted it. People are always posting this stuff. And there was a video posted where a man talked about Christianity. He was a country bumpkin from Mississippi, and I watched the whole video. And you see, we have to, you know, you have to listen. You have to listen, you know, because if we can keep our anger, you see, because some of these people do say things that are true. Some of these people do say things that we need to hear. So we have to keep our eyes open. We have to keep our ears open as well. Because if you can take the emotion out of the way, you might hear something what these people are trying to tell us. So this man talked about Christianity, and he was saying, why the hell are black people practicing the same Christian faith that the Klan practiced and that slave owners practiced? And you see, and a lot of times when we hear stuff, we get mad right away before we actually listen to what's being said. We hear stuff, but we don't listen because our anger blocks it out. This is what happens. We hear, but we don't hear. And I think that if some of the things that some of these people say in reference to black folks is true, but or makes sense rather. It may not necessarily be true, but it makes sense. And see, when we hear stuff that we, you know, that rubs us the wrong way, we summarily dismiss it. We don't check it out. And what this man was saying made a lot of sense. He talked about T.D. Jakes. I need to pull this up. I can't find it right now because it was on earlier today, and it's probably gone, lost in the It's probably lost in the feed somewhere, and I'm probably not going to be able to find it. But it was really good. I'm sure some of you probably heard it. And the man did make some sense. Now, you might think I'm crazy. Oh, here it is. Here it is. Let's see. Let me just play a little bit of this here. Let me just play a little bit of this so you can hear it.
And heathens and you fucking hypocrites. I am just fucking, you know, I've been confused for many fucking years when I would see these folks in these black churches, what they were back then, because, you know, blacks and whites didn't go to the same church back in those days. How the fuck can a black person claim to be a goddamn Christian? How? And you know, mostly these fucking black Christian leaders like T.J. Jakes or whatever the fuck his name is in Dallas-Fort Worth, they're all a bunch of goddamn cons. T.J. would have been a fucking Uncle Tom back in the day.
Okay, we'll stop right there because there's a lot of profanity going on, and I can't edit what he's saying out. But, you know, I listened to this whole video, for example. I listened to the whole video. He never said the N-word, not one time. He never said the N-word, not once. But just by virtue of what he was saying, because he's a white man from Mississippi and he's using a lot of foul language, people probably just dismissed him right away. All right, you can pick the rest of the show up on blogtalkradio.com. We're going to escape from Facebook Live, and we'll move over to we'll take a break, and we'll come back on Blog Talk Radio. We're already on blogtalkradio.com. That's the radio station that we broadcast on, among others, so you can check us out over there. So we're going to take a break, and we'll come right back. We're out of Facebook time, so we're going to take a break, and we'll come right back and be on just on the radio. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, theronkellyshow.com.
We'll be back with more of the Ron Kelly Show after this.
So glad we left that stupid party.
No joke.
Hey, baby, are you an overdue library book? Because you got fine written all over you.
Ugh, barf. What about that girl with a hoop earring?
Ridiculous. When she was dancing...
Megan, look out! Look out!
Oh, my God, Becky. Becky, are you okay?
My arm. I think it's broken.
Can you bend it?
It's already bent. In the wrong direction.
I can't believe this. I'm so sorry. I only had a few drinks. I was just buzzed.
Really? Just buzzed?
Yeah, I swear.
Well, in that case, my arm is fine. Ah, that's better.
You're really okay? You're serious, Becky?
No, genius. I'm not serious.
Ow! My arm! It hurts!
Buzzed driving. Maybe we should stop acting like it's no big deal. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, the Ad Council, and this station.
Snickerdoodle, shortbread, fudgy nut bars. How many cheeks? Snickerdoodle, shortbread, fudgy nut bars. How many cheeks in the cookie jar? One.
Dad, you're supposed to jump over the rope.
One more time.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Hey,
broadcasting to the world.
Hello.
It's the Ron Kelly Show.
Hey, yes.
The news you want.
Is the perception still that a black man with a gun is a criminal?
With the topics you need.
Marching might have been good for back in the day, but what kind of effectiveness is marching have on society today?
Ron Kelly.
Black males 18 to 24 years old have the highest homicide offending rate.
It's the Ron Kelly Show.
So don't get it twisted. Don't get it twisted.
All right, everybody. Welcome back. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, theronkellyshow.com. Welcome back. Thank you so much for joining me. It's a Thursday evening, the 8th of February already. I don't remember what I did for New Year's Eve. It's the 8th of February already, 2018, halfway through the program. Thank you so much for joining me. It's Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com. All right, so we talked a little bit earlier about the trial of Sergeant Hugh Barry, the New York City police officer who up on charges, some including murder, for the murder of Deborah Danner, 66-year-old allegedly schizophrenic woman who was in her home and was holding a bat, and Sergeant Barry felt the need to shoot this woman because she was holding a bat. Now, he did testify that she swung the bat, but another police officer who was there on the scene testified that she did not swing the bat. Now, this is a bench trial. And see, and this is what some police officers use. This is a tactic that they use because, you know, because they do believe that a judge will never convict a police officer. And it's probably right, because out of all the bench trials that have taken place over the years, a judge has never convicted a police officer. So it's a fair bet that Sergeant Hugh Barry will not be convicted, even though he won't be convicted, even though he the trial is going against him, in other words. So I don't think he'll be I don't think he'll be convicted. But anyway, we talked about that a little bit earlier, and we'll see what happens with that. We'll be following that trial closely, ladies and gentlemen, and we will let you know you'll probably find out anyway, but we'll let you know what happens in that trial. We'll let you know. Anyway, it's about 26 minutes before the hour. It's the Ron Kelly Show. And I talked a little bit about the Dreamers earlier. I can really go all out now because you got to try to be careful on Facebook Live. We talked about the Dreamers earlier, and I talked about Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi, who stood in the well of the United States Congress for 8 hours and read letters from Dreamers. Now, I ask the question, should we be offended by that? Or should black folks be offended by that? Because no one is standing in the well for us. No one is standing in the well for us. Now, I've asserted on different occasions that it was about money, but the Dreamers don't have any money. The Dreamers don't have any money. So what is this about? What is this big push to save the Dreamers? What is this about? What is it about? I'm wondering. So anyway, the phone number here is 646-668-2838. We'll open up the phone lines. 646-668-2838. If you want to call into the program and voice your opinion, I'm right here on the Ron Kelly Show. It's about, I'm exhausted. It's been a really rough day today. And, you know, I just dragged myself into the studio to did you see the way I'm sitting? I'm almost on the floor trying to do this program. So there was a Super Bowl victory by the Philadelphia Eagles Sunday. Congratulations to the Eagles and Nick Foles and Doug Peterson and all the other folks who play on the Philly team, their very first Super Bowl win ever. Although they have won the NFL championship before, but they've never won a championship in the Super Bowl era. So, So there was a big celebration afterward. I mean, that's what they called it. But it was more like a, you know, a bunch of wild pack of dogs. Because, you know, you saw people out there. And in the video I saw, they were only white people. It was black folks don't hang downtown in Philadelphia for the most part. I mean, I've been over there when there was nothing going on. And you don't see a lot of black people downtown Philadelphia. So there was a mob down there, mostly white folks, who were tearing down poles and climbing up on the top of poles and jumping over awnings and flipping over cars and starting fires and all kinds of stuff. Just like they do when a team wins the national championship, they all do the same thing. They go out and destroy everything. But when it seems like when another ethnic group does it, it's a problem. Oh, they're animals. Oh, they're they're incorrigible, they're horrible, and they get called every name in the book, as opposed to white folks who get a pass. And you should have heard these clowns on MSNBC the other, not MSNBC, Fox News. You should have heard the excuses that were made for these people. Oh, it got a little bit out of hand. Oh, you know, it's no big deal. Oh. I'm like, really? It got a little bit out of hand? They're destroying the town and it got a little bit out of hand? You know, I don't get it. I don't get it. So yeah, so this is they get a pass. The white folks get a pass for this. It's 20 minutes before the hour, everybody. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, theronkellyshow.com. I need to go on Upwork because I need someone to produce this radio program for me. You know, that's definitely what I need. So I'm gonna go on. I believe it's Upwork. Well, you can go in there and you can find people. You can find people who can do certain things for you. Yeah, I've heard about that, so I'm definitely going to go on there, and I'm going to go on there and see if I can find somebody to produce my show. Yeah, I'm definitely going to go on there and find out. So anyway, it's the Ron Kelly Show. Everybody is on blogtalkradio.com, theronkellyshow.com. I'm going to go on to Upwork when I get off the show. And I'm trying to text to my audience out there who are texting me along with the program. Anyway, everybody, it's 19 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. You're listening to the Ron Kelly Show. February 8th already, and it's Black History Month as well. It's Black History Month. And I haven't heard much about it so far. No. And what is the origin of Black History Month? What is the origin? How did Black History Month get started? You know, who started this? It was actually called Negro History Week in 1926. Carter G. Woodson and the Association for the Study of Negro Life and History announced the second week of February to be Negro History Week. So it started out as a week in February, and it morphed into a month. It's the precursor to Black History Month. 1926, it was Negro History Week. That was about 92 years ago. Well, actually, 82 years ago. No, I was right. 92 years ago. Carter G. Woodson announced that the second week of February will be Negro History Week. Now, this week was chosen because of this coincided with the birthday of Abraham Lincoln on February 12th and Frederick Douglass on February 14th, both of which dates black communities had celebrated together since the late 19th century. So people used to celebrate the birthday of Abraham Lincoln. I'm not sure why, but you know, we've evolved from that, and we don't do that anymore. But from the event's initial phase, the emphasis was on encouraging the teaching of history of American blacks in the nation's public schools. Now, we already know that that doesn't really happen as vigorously as it should. The first Negro History Week was met with a lukewarm response. But the Departments of Education of North Carolina, Delaware, West Virginia, Baltimore, and D.C. Cooperated. I mean, it was far from universal acceptance, but it was Carter G. Woodson considered it to be a significant advance. So by 1929, the Journal of Negro History was able to note that two exceptions, every state with considerable Negro population had made the event known to that state's teachers and distributed books and literature. The churches also played a role, and Negro History Week was met with an enthusiastic response, and they started having Black History Clubs. There was more of an increase in Black history amongst teachers and progressive white folk, and Negro History Week grew in popularity throughout the decades. Mayors endorsing it as a holiday, mayors across the United States. Now, on February 21st, which is my birthday, by the way, 2016, an 106-year-old D.C. resident visited the White House as part of Black History Month. When asked by the president why she was there, that was during President Obama, she said, "A black president, a black wife, and I'm here to celebrate Black history." So Black History Month was proposed in 1970. And we all know that Arizona was the very last state to accept Dr. Martin Luther King's birthday as a national as a holiday. So now we have Black History Month, and there are some black celebrities. And I don't necessarily call myself a celebrity, but I too take issue with this Black History Month nonsense. Because so we celebrate for 28 days and then we go back to we go back to whatever else we were doing. I find that kind of ridiculous. So, it's 14 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. It's the Ron Kelly Show. And it's on blogtalkradio.com, theronkellyshow.com. Yeah, pardon me, everybody. I'm trying to text. I'm trying to reach out to folk on Facebook, and I'm responding to people as they respond to what I'm talking about. So, pardon me there for a second. I just had to respond to somebody. But yeah, so. So the stock market drops. The stock market drops 2,000 points, 1,000 points on Monday. And 1,000 points today. And you don't hear Mr. Trump you know, who was tweeting just about every day about the stock market going up, going up. See, because when you tweet and yeah, as president, see, that's why President Obama never said anything about stock market. See, because when you tweet about something, well, the president didn't tweet as much either. But when you do that kind of stuff, you own it. You own it. When you take responsibility for the stock market, for example, and the stock market tanks like it's done, you own it. You own it. So Omarosa, who is no longer in the White House, to me, Omarosa has finally become relevant. Now, I don't know if she's playing this for, cameras, or she's, you know, trying to extend her 15 minutes, or whatever the case may be, but she is relevant. And I am interested to know what happened when she was at the White House. I want to know. I'm interested. I've never been really interested in Omarosa before. She really didn't mean a whole lot to me. But now, I am interested to know what's going on with her and what she heard, because I'm sure she heard some stuff. Now, she might not have gotten the full... I don't think she was in the inner circle with Trump's son-in-law, Kushner, and Ivanka Trump and the rest of them. I don't think she was that deep in there, but she heard some stuff. And I'm sure the people are gossiping in the White House. So I'm definitely interested to know what she knows. I'm interested to know. And so Omarosa, write a book, do something so we can find out what exactly it is that you know, because I'm interested to know what she knows. So anyway, it's the Ron Kelly Show, everybody. It's on blogtalkradio.com, theronkellyshow.com. I'm getting ready to break out of here and go take care of some business. So, I want to thank everybody for joining me this evening. It's about 10 minutes before the hour. We're going to break out of here, and we'll be back next Thursday with another edition of the Ron Kelly Show. So until then, everybody, take care of yourself. Be well. Remember, it's nice to be important, but it's more important to be nice, and that we may not have it all together, but together we can certainly have it all. Take care, everybody. We'll see you next week.